Kenora, on January 13, a Ukrainian New Year's Eve, Malanka, dance was held at Kenora Rainbow Hall. Approximately 200 persons were in attendance. We were very excited to have everyone joining us after a few years of not being able to celebrate together. Ancestors of Ukrainians believed that on Ukrainian New Year's Eve, January 13, good and evil spirits descended on the earth. In order to ward off evil forces and ensure a bountiful new year, the night was spent dancing, partaking in a lavish and ritualistic meal, and so on. By tradition, the festival of Saint Vasil is celebrated the next day, January 14. The evening started out at 5 p.m. with the Zaishli band playing music at the door, where I welcomed the guests. Then the ladies served a beautiful supper at 6 p.m., including chicken, pork nachinka, mashed beans, paro hay, halabtsi, salad, buckwheat casserole, kusha, wheat salad and trifle. At 7 p.m., four group dances and a solo were performed by the Kenora Veselka Ukrainian dancers. At 8:30 p.m., the dance music started and the floor was full of dancers until after midnight. Dancers came from near and far, including Kenora, Theodore, Yorkton, Esterhazy, Roblin, Wadena, Foam Lake, Kelvington, Lintlaw, Hazel Dell and Saskatoon. We had door prizes and 50-50 draws. Congratulations to Ivan and Cheryl Rostotsky on their win of Dauphin Ukrainian Festival tickets. At midnight, Bodin Korol recited a Ukrainian greeting. Here's wishing everyone good health, prosperity and a bountiful 2023.